That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, the show that teaches you how to survive the stuff that can kill you.
Like financial ruin, or a box jellyfish sting, or hailstorms.
And the stuff that just makes you wish you were dead.
Like when your 10-year-old is more successful than you, or feeling sad after watching a rom-com.
Karen.
Or being cheated on.
Oof. That's been there.
I was going to say done that, but I haven't. Done that what? Confessional, what's happening? Just play the music!
Ground is shaking under our feet. Mountains on fire, flooding in the street. Can't breathe the air, can't fight the feeling. Gobbling down Xanax, ain't the way to be dealing. Gotta do better than just getting high. We gotta stick together if we're gonna survive.
Welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. I am Danielle.
Hey, I'm Christine.
Christine, how are you?
I'm ready to do this.
Okay, so that sounded doubtful. I don't want to get too inside Hollywood with our audience. I know that can be off-putting.
Yes.
But I listened to a recent episode of Never Not Funny.
Oh.
And I'm told that your son and his friend Niels,
yeah,
are pitching to Netflix a 13 episode series about kung fu.
I mean, I don't want to get the details wrong.
Uh-huh.
We could ask him because he's in the other room right now.
We sure could.
Not going to school.
Well, I mean, he has his priority straight. He's working on his career.
Yeah. Does he need to go to school since he's going to sell a show to Netflix at age 10?
I like that he already knows that 13 is like a typical Netflix show.
And he's ready to pitch. And he knows words like pitch. And they have like two pages.
And that consists of the 13 episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is like pretty accurate for two white men.
Oh, just putting like, in a minimal effort.
You have going in and then and also then
they'll sell it in the room.
They'll sell it in the room. And also probably being successful with it. You know?
Given
the amount of work I've put in to pitching a show. Backstories on backstories of characters and like pitch decks and then then finding out the little efforts my male counterparts have put into shows they've sold.
Right. Just a flip book.
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't have anything on paper. We just went in. I wish them the best.
The reason I found it so delightful is that Oliver used to do the same thing where he would, write an entire TV show or something. Or he said he did. And I would say, you know, do you want my help?
Yes.
And just like you did. And, you know, the answer was inevitably no.
No, I don't need your help. You're not successful. What do I want from you?
I see you crying in the bathroom.
Yeah.
What do I need your help for?
How many shows have you sold, by the way, Mom?
By the way, Mom, you're out of wine.
Yeah.
guy, but he used to make little movies. He would film the TV. Like, he made an episode of Star Trek. He made an episode of Ghostbusters, like, and he would recruit all the kids in the neighborhood.
I
not
love
the neighborhood. That.
That
sounds like that's first of all, it's not true, and it also sounds way too sweet. And we don't know people in our neighborhood. No, his friends from school.
Yeah,
and they would, you know, we'd arrange costumes and
get I the love whole that. Thing
done. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens with this.
Yeah, I wish them luck.
I wish them the best, you know, like I do with everyone in my life.
Yeah, it does sound a little derivative of Cobra Kai, but...
Well, they to be fair, yeah. they were working on this before Benjamin started watching Cobra Kai.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm
They've
not.
They've been working on the two pages since yes. before he watched the entire...
Yes, and it's. I think it's animated because for a while he was looking...
Oh.
He went on Fiverr. Do you guys know what Fiverr is?
Oh my God. No, like, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's a place where you can hire... different people to do different things.
Right.
Like we could hire somebody to do our social media off of Fiverr, which maybe isn't a bad idea so that I don't have to do it anymore.
And you pay $5?
Theoretically, but people have different rates. Like okay. you go on and you're like, I need somebody to do, you know, an Excel spreadsheet for me. It's like TaskRabbit
yeah.
in a way. He was looking for an artist to hire to do their animation. He's like, we need somebody for our animation. I was like, wouldn't it be better if one of you guys drew it because you're kids? No, we need a professional.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
So he was like, I can find somebody for like $25 an hour, Mom, to do the animation
and
for us.
He has the money to. Has he didn't like actually post the job, did he?
Well, no, but I think he contacted someone.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, you can't, we're not hiring someone.
Did he really do that? That's amazing. You don't have to have an account or something. You just.
I don't even know. I just was like, you're not allowed to.
He's really thinking there, it through,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I wouldn't be surprised if he came to me and said, I need you to drive me to Santa Monica. I have a meeting with Netflix.
But drop me off and turn down the radio.
Drop me off a block away.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't want them to see your stink of failure.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Let me know when they're staffing up.
Yeah. I mean, I hope, listen, I'm going to put a good word in for myself first. Did you guys happen to watch the opening season of SNL?
Yes.
I watched clips from it on my phone last night because I was trapped between two children and a dog in my bed. And so I didn't have access to a television, but I did have my phone in my hand. And I watched the opening with the Peyton. Is it Peyton and Eli Manning?
I thought
Manning?
That was very funny.
I liked that.
I thought that was very smart.
I thought that
smart.
Was really good and yeah. something different than I'd usually seen. And I loved the John Hamm appearance.
Yes.
He's so funny.
He was very funny.
And gotta say.
Still looks.
Looks great.
Freaking amazing.
I mean.
Did you watch it?
No, it's not on Hulu anymore, which
honestly.
Oh, they took SNL off Hulu? That's how I always watched
it. That's weird.
It's only on Peacock now.
Oh, goddamn. No.
We have Peacock, and it takes longer than any other app to turn on. I don't know why, but we're always like.
Devil's feathers.
Devil's feathers unfurling. I know. It's very strange.
I canceled Peacock. We watched, I told you, because I loved that show, Killing It, that no one else
Yeah,
I know. Watched, but I really liked it.
I tried.
Yeah, I just I loved the what's the girl's name that I wanted to get on the show? Claire? No,
I don't remember.
She's Australian.
She's way older than she looks.
Is she?
It's weird. I thought she was in her 20s and she's like in her 40s or something.
I thought she was like 32.
Yeah,
Claire. It's like Claire Donahue or. Garen's going to let us know and then I'll correct it. She's so funny. She's also in the pirate show and she's great. Anyway.
Our flag means death. Is that what the
yes,
show?
She's also in our flag
tried
means
that show
death.
Too, and I couldn't get into it.
I watched a couple episodes and I liked it enough that I was like, if I was watching it with the kids, it's too much for my kids. But like, I keep watching it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that. What we do in the shadows.
I couldn't
where people
get into
are like,
that either.
This show's so funny, and then I've tried it, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't, maybe it's just.
I know. And I like all the people involved in those shows. I just don't.
It should be a show for me.
Yeah, right.
But you know what it's not? I'll tell you what it's not.
What?
It's not Reboot.
Reboot's great.
Reboot makes me laugh.
Yes, our friend John Quaintance, his wife Rachel was in here.
Yes.
He writes on it.
Oh, I saw his name.
Yep.
Man, that show makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's really smart. It's
smart,
really funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
the old people and the young people in the writer's room together just delights me.
I know. It's so funny.
Did you see the episode where they were all talking about scissoring?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's great. It was really funny.
Everybody watch it.
Yeah, it's really
I think it's going to be fine without our endorsement.
Also, everybody, since apparently the box office was not very great, everybody go see. I know Garen didn't like it as much, but go see Bros.
Okay.
I thought it was very funny.
What's your problem with it, Garen?
It is very funny. There's a lot of laughs.
Okay.
I kind of left a little bit more depressed than I was anticipating for watching a comedy.
Huh.
But that's just because it kind of hit. I saw a lot of what I was expecting me to be like in the movie, and then it kind of just.
Oh, God, like I've had that experience.
Gut punched me a little bit. Oh. He works in podcasting. He's a writer.
Yes.
Uber successful.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's the life I'm supposed to be having.
Yeah.
And well, that's not. How every woman probably feels about
every rom-com.
Every rom-com.
Yeah. That's true. That's
rom-com's always like a super successful journalist.
Yes.
And, you know. And just doesn't have time for dating, but then finds the perfect man.
Yeah. I mean, everyone thinks
not to belittle your feelings. I'm just saying totally relate to it.
Rom-coms are actually kind of devastating to women for the most part because it is so relatable. It's these women who you see yourself in. They're funny. They're charming. They trip a lot. They're clumsy, you know, and cute. And you're like, I'm a lot like those things, but she has much better hair and wardrobe and an apartment. How does she have that great apartment
In New York
when
City.
She doesn't really work that much or have a job? Like, she kind of has a creative job like I do, but she has an amazing apartment. Okay. I can live with this.
Totally.
And then suddenly, and she's also struggling like I am to find somebody, and then suddenly meets this great guy.
And
so it is
falls on the place.
I do think that's you had the right response.
I know what it feels like to be a woman now.
You have an inkling. I wouldn't.
All right, are we ready to get into today's topic?
I am. I'm ready to go.
Today's topic is how to survive hail.
Hailstorm. Yeah, that was a good segue we just did.
I didn't even try. Did you notice I didn't even try?
You know what? We don't.
I'm holding myself to a lower standard.
We don't have to always try.
No.
Sometimes life is about not trying.
That's right. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Hail is one of the most destructive types of severe weather. While often overshadowed, it's the redheaded stepchild to tornadoes. Hail causes millions of dollars in damage each year. Hailstones come in various sizes and shapes and can cause large amounts of damage to property. Hail is found in many thunderstorms and often accompanies storms that produce strong winds and tornadoes. But you may ask yourself, what is hail?
I think I know.
Well, I'm going to tell those of us who don't know. Hailstones are a frozen form of precipitation that occurs when thunderstorm updrafts lift rain above the freezing level in the atmosphere.
Wait, how does it? Oh, it's so the wind goes.
So it has to be a certain kind. Exactly. It has to be a certain kind of thunderstorm.
Okay.
Like a circle wind. Well, like a circle wind?
Yeah.
That's a song, right? From Pocahontas? Circle wind. When hailstones become too heavy to be lifted by the updraft,
yes,
they fall to the ground.
Makes sense.
Okay. While most thunderstorms form hail, hail does not always make it all the way to the ground as hail. If the hailstone is small enough, the stone melts in the warmest portions of the atmosphere, which are near the ground. For hail to become large enough to reach the surface, the stone must grow large enough in the thunderstorm before falling through warm lower atmosphere.
Mm.
The same mechanisms that help create tornadic storms, low-level moisture.
Tornadic?
That's what it says.
I like it. I didn't know you could say that.
Tornadic?
But no, I think you're right. I just want to start figuring out how to incorporate tornadic into my vernacular.
Great band name.
Oh,
tornadic.
Coming up next, tornadic. Ooh,
it was going to say it's like something Sven would have been in.
Or like they would have opened for Sven's band or Sven would open for their band.
They would have been on the same bill for sure.
For sure.
Okay. Okay, so those situations are low-level moisture, lift, atmospheric instability, and wind shear, usually needed to be in place for hailstones to become large enough to fall all the way to the surface.
Okay.
Now, this is just a little fun thing.
I like fun.
The largest hailstone ever recorded was in Vivian, South Dakota, with a whopping 8-inch diameter and weighing nearly 2 pounds.
That's like a soccer ball. I don't know inches.
You will find, as I found, mm-hmm. that hailstones are always compared to different kinds of sports balls, whether they be golf yes. balls, off balls,
yes.
baseballs, or even a volleyball.
You know what people love? They love hail.
Sports analogies.
And they love sports.
Yeah.
And they love to smash it together.
That's right. Hail can be incredibly destructive to crops and property. As a hailstone increases in size, its terminal velocity, or top possible speed, also increases, which causes more damage to anything the hailstone strikes. Baseball-sized hail can reach speeds of around 70 miles an hour as it reaches the ground.
That is not something you want to get caught in.
No. Larger hailstones can reach upwards of 90 to 100 miles per hour. That's like getting hit by a major league fastball, except coming down on you.
And a lot of them.
And a lot of them.
I mean, I feel like that you would just get deaded.
You would get deaded. It would dead you,
right?
But, it would dead you, but good. Well, we'll talk about that later. What to do when caught in a hailstorm? If you're in a building, move into an interior room away from the windows. Windblown hail can shatter windows, which can cause injury. You know what? There should be like a scary movie about a hailstorm.
Yes. Why
it's very violent.
Why hasn't this movie been made yet?
And maybe the hail.
Do you know about it? Because you have such a knowledge of the scary movies.
I have not heard of a movie about hail yet.
Maybe the hail becomes sentient and directs itself toward a particular person.
And it's like one of those movies where, like Smile, where if the person smiles, the hail comes at them.
I didn't tell you this, but we went to the movies a couple of weeks ago, and they had the Smile preview.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, my son is still scared of things like that, which
yes.
I get. I find it very disturbing, too. I don't like it. The preview played 3 times in a row.
Why?
I don't.
There's always plenty of previews. Are they short on previews?
It was a nightmare. And finally someone in the audience went, "Stop it!" And it wasn't us.
Was you?
It wasn't. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's like, okay, well, it's over. Oh, no, it's fucking starting again.
And hail is already a great name because it sounds a lot like hell. So it could be like hell hail.
When hail freezes over.
There you go.
Doesn't really make any sense. It's already frozen.
No.
Hail has frozen over. That's just the byline. I don't
when
know.
Hail
print your money. Like, that just title prints money.
It sure does. It
takes place in the South. When hail froze over.
When hail, yeah.
Froze over.
Oh, wait. That's the name of the movie. Oh, hail no. That's the name of the movie. Okay. My work is done. Even if hail has stopped falling, stay inside as other thunderstorm dangers such as lightning and strong winds are still possible. Your safety is paramount. If you're driving, pull out of the flow of traffic into a nearby parking lot or onto the sides of the road. Make sure to engage your emergency flashers to warn other vehicles that you have stopped. By driving through hail, you are only making it easier for hail to damage your vehicle. Hail can easily damage windows and windshields in vehicles. Turn your body and head inwards towards the center of the vehicle to protect your head from breaking glass. Use blankets and other soft materials to cover yourself in case glass hits you. If your vehicle has a sunroof or moonroof, move out from under the glass as sunroofs and moonroofs are particularly susceptible to breaking from hail. If you're outside, what's the difference between a sunroof and a moonroof? One opens more or something?
Yeah, I think the sunroof opens
completely.
Yeah, like you can push a button and it'll open.
And
a moonroof is just permanent and it doesn't open with a push of a button. It's just...
Oh, it's just clear?
It's like just there.
Oh, I thought it like popped up a little bit, but didn't
maybe,
fully open.
Maybe that's true.
Okay. You're thinking of a skylight in your car is a moonroof.
Yes.
But maybe there are things like that. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't have a lot of experience with these things, I'm guessing.
Did I already read this? If you are outside, get inside a nearby building or car immediately. Because of the hazards that can occur if you are in a car during a hailstorm, it is highly preferred to find a nearby building. If there are no cars or buildings nearby, do everything possible to protect your head. The most deadly injuries from hail are ones where someone is hit in the head by hail. Use absolutely everything you can to shield your head from falling hail. Even taking off your shoes and placing them over your head will give some protection. Mm-hmm.
Not if you're wearing flip-flops.
Oh, if you're wearing flip-flops in a hailstorm,
yes.
You are asking for trouble.
You deserve what you get.
You do. Even small hail can do serious damage to your body. While it may seem like a good idea to stand underneath a tree for protection, it only increases your risk of injury. Trees can easily be struck by lightning, and standing underneath one increases your chances of being electrocuted. Hail is easily the most immediately destructive form of precipitation. Do your part to be weather-wise and have a NOAA all-hazards radio in your home or business. Also, stay up to date with local thunderstorm forecasts.
Here they go with that radio
again.
Here we
go with that turning radio again. I thought of you because we watched, I forget if your kids watch Bob's Burgers. They do,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
The,
we just watched it.
The most recent episode where they have the crank
the
radio.
Bugs, and they yes. all, yes.
Yes.
That was a good one.
That was good. Okay. Also, stay up to date with local thunderstorm forecasts from the National Weather Service and thunderstorm outlooks from the Storm Prediction Center. You can stay safe from the dangers, threats of hail. Okay. So now I just have some sort of facts, some interesting facts. Costliest hailstorms. There have been a handful of hailstorms that resulted in $1 billion wow. or more in damages in the U.S. The costliest storm appears to be that of April 10th, 2001, which cut a swath along the I-70 corridor of the of eastern Kansas to southwestern Illinois and pounded the St. Louis area. Property damage was in excess of $2.5 billion in 2018 dollars.
I bet they're still talking about that.
I bet they are. Deadliest U.S. hailstorms. In spite of the enormous crop and property damage that hailstorms cause, only three people are known to have been killed by falling hailstones in modern U.S. history.
Falling hailstones, yes.
Not failing. Yeah. Falling, no, they're very successful.
They are.
I don't mean to demean their accomplishments as killers.
No, please don't.
A farmer caught in his field near Lubbock, Texas on May 13th, 1930. A baby struck by a large hail in Fort Collins, Colorado. I know. On July 31st, 1979, and a boater on Lake Worth, Texas on March 29th, 2000. In other parts of the world, particularly India, there have been lots of deaths.
Mm.
But
maybe they're just so not enough. I was going to say there's not enough trees for them to hide under, but they wouldn't want to hide under the
no,
trees.
No, I think it's just that they have monsoons, and maybe the monsoons create the proper... And also, a lot of people don't live in shelters.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's like most of the country, but...
Or their roofs are thatch.
Yeah.
I'm making a lot of assumptions.
I
sound like an idiot. Hey, can I back up for a second?
Sure.
You know, when you mentioned the boat, you know what it made me think of?
What?
Sven pointed out, he was listening to our episode about...
Immediately.
Lost at Sea.
Yeah.
And he said he couldn't believe that the name of the guy was Brett Kavanaugh... And that we never, none of us acknowledged that the guy's name was Brett Kavanaugh.
I don't think it was Brett Kavanaugh. I think we would have acknowledged that.
I think so, too. But he swore up and down.
Okay, I'll go look at my notes.
So we need to check that because I'm like, really? Brett Kavanaugh? We didn't say
I feel like, and they were drinking the whole time. I think we would have made some
It
sort
feels
of,
like we would have noticed that.
I don't think three people. Well, anyway, I'll check my notes at home and see if that's what his name was.
I wonder who bought that boat for him.
Probably Sticker or Buzzy or Flip Flop or,
or Sandwich.
Okay, largest U.S. hailstones. The largest officially recognized hailstone on record to have been captured in the U.S. was that which fell near Vivian, South Dakota on July 3rd, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It measured 8.0 inches in diameter and 18.5 inches in circumference and weighed in at...
18?
Yes, 18.5 in circumference.
That's the, like the size of this globe. Or bigger?
No.
No. Okay.
It's, I don't know. Now we're going to get into a never not funny situation where we're betting on measuring and stuff. I don't know. I think it, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
It's big.
All right.
And weighed almost 2 pounds.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Lee Scott, who collected the monster stone, said that he had originally planned to make daiquiris out of the hail. Mm. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Might as well.
But fortunately, thought better and placed it in a freezer before turning it over to the National Weather Service for certification. The hailstone ended up at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. So I don't know if it's like still there and frozen.
Huh.
Because sometimes when these people go out and measure them.
Yeah.
You know, if it's even been a couple of minutes, like it can melt a little bit and lose some of its... You know, size.
You don't know. You might be holding the biggest
one
of all time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, just to say you don't know how many pictures I've now seen of people holding
giant hailstones.
next to baseballs and quarters and yardsticks, so you can get an idea of how big they are.
Sounds like you had a good night.
Sure fucking did. All right. Hail accumulations. Some hailstorms train over the same area as stationary or slow-moving thunderstorms develop, producing massive hail accumulations. Hail accumulated 18 inches deep on level in Selden, Kansas on June 3rd, 1959, perhaps the greatest on-level hail accumulation on record in the U.S. I don't know what mean on level means, but I think it's saying on flat ground.
On the ground, it sounds like.
I'm not sure, because this might... anyway, here's the next thing, and this might contradict it. Heavy rainfall during or following a hailstorm can cause hail accumulations to wash into ditches, creek beds, or other low-lying areas, resulting in enormous piles of hail, often several feet deep. This was the case during a storm south of Clayton, New Mexico, on August 13, 2004, when a 12-inch hail accumulation was swept into a draw by 5 inches of rainfall. A culvert in the draw became clogged by the flow, and the hail piled up to an astonishing 15 feet deep behind it. Okay, wow. So I really am confused then about, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I saw the picture, and yeah, it is 15 feet of hail. Huh. So somehow it gets blocked up. And okay. Australia. Perhaps the single costliest hailstorm in world history was that which struck the Sydney, Australia area on April 14th, 1999. Hailstone up to 3.5 inches in diameter fell for almost 60 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time.
Damaging 20,000 structures and 40,000 vehicles. The total damage came to $4.29 billion.
What?
In inflated adjusted dollars as of 2017. Okay, I have a little bit of a story that happened at the Denver Zoo.
Okay.
The hailstorm lasted about 15 minutes, the marketing director of the zoo told the Denver Post. It was hail the size I've never seen before, basically chunks of ice. The individuals were taken to hospitals, Colorado Springs police said. Officials were not allowing visitors to drive their cars from the zoo because many had smashed window shields. Because many had smashed windshields from the hail. The zoo said that about 400 guest cars were severely damaged.
Wow.
All 3,400 guests were evacuated from the zoo, the Denver Post also reported. The zoo also said Daisy, a 4-year-old Muscovy duck, and a 13-year-old Cape vulture Matsuari were killed during the storm.
Oh.
And a second vulture death was later confirmed by the Post.
R.I.P.
I know. I don't know if there was foul play. Very embarrassed. Parts of El Paso County, I swear I didn't plan that, just so people don't think I sat and wrote that terrible joke. Parts of El Paso County, where Colorado Springs is located, were hammered with hail Monday afternoon. Softball size hail has been seen about 3 miles south of Colorado Springs. According to National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration statistics, 14 people were injured by hail in the U.S. in 2017. The last documented U.S. hail death occurred in late March 2000 when a teenage pizza delivery driver was hit in the head by softball-sized hail in the Fort Worth, Texas metro area. So that would maybe conflict with, I don't know what I was on when I did this research. But anyway, so I couldn't find any like firsthand personal accounts,
yes,
of, you know, like being hit in the head with hail. Yes. So that was kind of a bummer. But I just thought some of those statistics were interesting
and
how much damage it can do, because it's really like, I mean, I've even experienced hail in Los Angeles, believe it or not, not a lot.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a little jarring when it hits your windshield. So in where you guys are from, I'm assuming you experienced it more.
Yeah.
It wasn't an uncommon event. I mean, to have hail come down.
And I've only experienced it in the car. Have you, like, were you ever just walking and it's, like, raining down hail?
Yeah, not to the extent that it was...
dangerous.
Dangerous, but certainly that you could feel it. It was tiny pieces, you know, that you mm-hmm. were like, ah, it's hail. And, you know,
yeah,
you wanted to get away from it.
I don't think I've ever seen large hail like that.
No, I haven't either.
Maybe smaller than a gumball for sure.
Oh, okay.
Like nothing.
Yeah.
And even that seems big. But yeah, I've never seen like softballs. That seems unreal.
I mean, the pictures are, and they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like they're really cool. They all look different.
Yeah.
Some of them are different hail forming together in the atmosphere before it falls down. And so that's why it becomes so big.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is why it doesn't shatter when it falls. Like, I guess it's so dense. Because if it's going 70 miles per hour,
when it just
maybe it lands on snow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've seen it here, which is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Up in almost to Pasadena, we were sort of chasing snow because we'd heard, oh, it's snowing, you
know. They're snow chasers. That's what they do.
It's kind of one of our family activities. So we raced up towards La Cañada, sort of La Cañada, Pasadena area. And we were like, there's the snow. We got out of the car. And it was actually hail. Kind of almost a mix between hail and snow. But it was very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Either of those things in Southern California and not be in the mountain area of like the Angeles Crest Mountains where you can drive and be in the in actual snow.
Right.
Pretty close by to like where we are right now. You can be in the snow. So that's a fascinating thing, I think, to be somewhere where it's like, oh, it's 70. How is there snow happening in front of my eyeballs? Yeah. It's really wild.
Right in front of your eyeballs.
Oh, my eyeballs saw it.
Anyway, I encourage people to Google pictures of hail if you're not familiar with. It was mainly like Texas, Oklahoma, that kind of area where it's called like, you know, Hail Alley or something, you know, like Tornado Alley.
Get the hail out of here.
That's right. But it's pretty, just thinking of all the hell puns.
Flashbacks to my hillbilly family.
We're doing what? Oh, talking. Talking like that?
Saying any
just
words.
Just existing.
Did you guys see, speaking of hail, a couple of years ago, there was an incredibly bad hailstorm in Italy. There's quite a bit of video you could go see where you could just see the hail coming down and just smashing cars.
Yeah. No, I don't think I saw that one. I did watch videos of different, you know, of different destruction. And of course it's going to, it's like, every car in that zoo parking lot was ruined. Like they showed it. It was like every single car was just ruined.
Again, back to your movie idea.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's like The Rock could star in it.
Yeah, because he's a big rock of ice.
His name is The Rock.
Right. All right, well.
When hail meets rock.
When hail meets rock.
That's got to be on the poster. That's like the tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hail no, when hail meets rock.
It's got to be a scene where he's got a bat.
It's in the South. So, you know, just imagine something Southern about the picture. I don't even know.
Like a overalls, but only one.
Yes.
Only one strap done.
He's got one of those beards without a mustache.
Oh, for God's sake. Is that the worst thing that ever existed? Yeah, it is infuriating.
It makes me immediately think that that person was at the January 6th Capitol.
See, I think it's like Amish.
It is.
It is Amish,
but it's also very much to me like, oh, so you're a white nationalist.
I mean, it's probably...
Is that wrong?
There's probably a vector, you know, there's somewhere like some where those two things, a Venn diagram where those two things cross. But it's just Amish people and Lincoln. Like, it's just such a bad look. I don't understand.
I see it a lot in Ohio.
Oh, you do?
And I'm like, why?
Oh, you do?
What is the appeal of the beard lack of mustache? It's so creepy.
I really am not a fan of most facial hair. I find it kind of gross.
Well, let's go back to John Hamm. How about a 5 o'clock shadow?
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, a 5 o'clock shadow on a man?
That's fine. I just don't like the purposeful. I don't like any twirling. I don't like...
You don't like a twirling mustache?
I don't like when wax is applied.
Oh, what about a very well-groomed... What's it called when it's this
Van
thing?
Van Dyke. Although that's...
Oh, a goatee?
It's a goatee, yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, that was big in the 90s.
Yeah.
That was like a lot of Affliction t-shirt.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Affliction?
Yeah. Or what's the other guy? Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy, yeah.
The very sculpted mustache beard.
You know, the only person who really made that work was Robert Downey Jr. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he have that
even then,
look for a while?
Even on him,
was Tony Stark, maybe?
Even on him, I'm like, no, I don't care for it.
It's very magician adjacent.
It is. It is.
It's not a good look.
How about the soul patch?
Nope.
Pass, right?
That was in the 90s. That was popular.
Yes.
And nope. Hate it.
I do too.
Hate it.
It just looks like you missed a spot.
It looks like you missed a spot.
No.
Yeah. And I see a lot of like otherwise very attractive men.
Yeah.
With really bad facial hair.
Just
and I'm
ruining
like,
their faces.
Why are you doing that to yourself? I don't get it.
Is there a woman in their life that's just like, yes, baby, you're rocking
it? Yeah. Some people, you know, I guess. I don't know.
Or they're just being really nice.
But also a lot of women like beards, and I just don't. I just don't.
Here's the thing. I like Sven with either like a 5 o'clock shadow, or he can do it. He looks pretty good with facial hair.
I don't think I've ever kissed anyone with a beard, and I don't think I want to. So there.
She is taking a firm stance.
I am. All right. We will be right back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. Christine, how was your break?
It was illuminating.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why? Did you turn on the light?
I learned about Loretta Lynn dying.
That's right. She died. Yeah, coal miner's daughter.
She lived as she died.
Singing?
Being a coal miner's daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just saying, I've never seen that movie. I've got to see that one.
It made Sissy Spacek a star.
Yeah, right. And Carrie, and I've never seen Carrie either.
You shouldn't. Don't like horror films.
No, but I think I could handle that one.
Ooh, really?
There's certain ones I can handle. Is it scarier than... it's not called The Overlook. That's not what it's called. Shining.
Is it scary? Well, what do you... Hey, horror master, Garen.
Carrie is very good. The original. The remake is
I wouldn't watch the remake.
But the...
I can watch Psycho. I can watch okay. It. I'm sure I can. I just haven't.
There's a line in the remake where they say, "You threw tampons at Carrie White." And when they said that in the movie, we all just lost it. It was hilarious.
Do they say the same thing in the original?
I don't remember.
But it's just funny in the remake?
It's hysterically funny when they say it. And it's traumatic because they're bullying her, but...
Right.
"You threw tampons at Carrie White?" We all fell out of our chairs laughing. It was ridiculous. But the original's good. I don't know if it's scary, but it's...
Oh, wow.
It's scary.
Maybe I'll make Oliver watch it with me for Halloween.
It's spooky season.
It is spooky. That's what all the local news people say. It's spooky season.
And that's what we say on our podcast.
It's PSL, whatever. Pumpkin spice latte, spooky season.
Don't make me drink one of those. Let's bring in our guest and ask him what he thinks about Carrie.
Yes. So the first half of the show, we talked about how to survive a hailstorm. And now we're going to talk about how to survive a blizzard with... Andy Daly.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
Fabulous. I'm now that you're here.
Yeah.
So you may know Andy from, you've played a doctor in how many things?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Dan, Andy's always the funny doctor.
He has a doctor face.
We got a visitor.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello, young man. A young man just popped in to say hello.
Is Benjamin a fan of Andy Daly?
I guess so.
Okay, Benjamin's in the next room and he just popped in to say hi. Speaking of sons, my son
and I... thought there was a doctor here. Maybe there's something wrong.
He's like, "I'm not in school today, so I better wave to that doctor."
My son and I, as Andy knows, because I've already fangirled enough, but are obsessed with Andy's podcast, Bananas for Bonanza.
It's so
which
funny.
Is the funniest thing you've ever heard. Now, there are, as we learn on each and every episode, there are 431 episodes of Bonanza.
Yes.
But you only did how many episodes of the podcast? Or are you still doing them?
We're still doing them. We're doing them now behind the paywall at comedybangbangworld.com.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yes. Actually, as of this moment, where the episodes are is confusing. There's like this. There's 18 of them or something on Stitcher, and then there's another 19 through 37.
Oh,
is on Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay, we will pay for it 100% because...
Okay.
So basically the premise is that Andy plays... What's the character's name?
Dalton Wilcox.
Yeah, and he is the Poet Laureate of the West.
Exactly. Self-styled.
Yeah.
Self-dubbed.
And he and Amy Sleeverson, who is Maria Bamford, and...
Mutt Taylor.
Mutt Taylor. And what's the guy?
Matt Gourley.
Matt Gourley, who's hysterical.
Isn't he funny?
Oh my God.
I know.
They all play, they watch and review every single episode of Bonanza. I've never seen Bonanza, but I know all
I know
the characters.
It, I know it played through my childhood on
the
a TV that I ignored and
it
ran out of the room
had,
to get away from.
They only gave it 14 seasons.
Yeah.
And,
only 431 episodes.
Yeah, they only made about 32 episodes a season, unfortunately, sadly enough. So there are only 431 episodes, but this podcast is going to tackle all of them.
Oh, my God. First of all, I mean, just tackling Bonanza is funny because you guys bring up all the, you know, there's only four main characters and they almost are never all in the show. Cause they just, the scripts cannot accommodate four characters. So they write out two of the characters every episode.
Yeah. In the first scene. Like,
in the first scene.
We're going to San Francisco with these head of cattle. Yeah, whatever.
Right. And then, and then the three characters they play are so fucking funny. I mean, we all know Maria's a genius, but this character is so upsetting and weird.
Yes.
And like,
she plays a Christian entrepreneur who just has, every week she has new product lines and business ventures inspired by this episode of Bonanza.
Yes. Weird, like multi-level marketing.
Yes, a lot of that. Yeah.
She has tragedy charms to mark all of the horrible things that have happened in your life. Like, if you've got, I was going to do an, I'm not going to do a Maria impression, but like, if you've, you know, like, you know, your husband has left you, then it's just like a pack of cigarettes as a charm or something. Like, just all these horrible things. But anyway, now that I know it's continuing, I am, and they have a guest every episode also, who's either a character or just a person
appearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to be on the show.
You're going to have to be on
it's
the show.
It's so good. I love that it's also like, I'm an anti-Western person.
Same.
Like, I'm not interested in Westerns. I'll run away from them. But it's still so fun. Like, you don't have to... Just so the audience knows, you don't have to like Westerns.
No.
You don't have to have seen Bonanza.
I think most of our regular listeners have still never seen an episode of the show.
It does make me want to watch an episode, at least an episode, because the specifics are so funny. Like, just like they're a woman is... They'll have a guest star woman on each episode, and she always dies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And like, you know... Anyway, also, this is what I thought of the other day, and maybe you've tackled this, but it occurred to me that Little Joe...
Yes.
Michael Landon. His name, Little Joe, but his father isn't named Joe.
Right.
So...
It's because he's little.
But he's not. He's
not
very average
little.
Height.
He is average height. Yeah.
Is he the youngest?
He is the youngest. Yes,
oh,
he
so he's
youngest.
Little Joe. Yes. Okay.
The premise of the show, which is so bizarre.
So bizarre.
Is that Lauren Green, who, by the way, was only 44 years old when they made the pilot. He looks 68.
Yes.
But he was married to three different women, all of whom died.
Right.
Mm, that's right there.
Yes.
Suspicious.
Each of them gave him a son.
Right.
And he is now living on this gigantic... Like, impossibly huge parcel of land in the Lake Tahoe area of Nevada Territory with his three sons. So it's four unmarried men in a time when honor dictates that, you know, you
get hitched.
There's no premarital sex. You hurry up and get married.
Yes.
And for 14 years, none of them get married. No woman is ever added to the cast in any permanent way.
But they're all of marriageable age.
Oh, yes. And they're all falling in love all the time.
Yeah.
But then she starts coughing blood into her handkerchief.
Consumption.
She's a goner.
There's a lot of consumption back then.
A lot of that. The best death so far was that Little Joe and another guy were fighting over this woman. They loved her in the barn. They have most of their fights are in the barn.
Yeah. Oh, with lots of props.
Yes. Lots of rubber axes, axe handles, like just a stack of rubber axe handles, just whatever you need. And she, to get out of the way of the fight, hides in a hay bale. And at some point, the other guy throws a pitchfork at Little Joe, misses him, but it plows right into her in the hay bale.
Oops. I did hear that one. Yeah.
Well, I guess neither one of us get her now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what you're saying is they're also not having sex. And these men in their late 20s, early 30s are all virgins.
yeah, okay. Exactly. And Amy Sleeperson has pointed that out, that there's something that they seem to constantly get in their own way. Like something's happening. They're manifesting for themselves this perpetual bachelorhood, all four of them. What's going on?
Yeah, it's hysterical. And then the other thing that I'm obsessed with that you did is review. And I wanted to show Oliver review and I can't find it.
Oh, it's on Paramount Plus, I know.
Yeah, we don't have Paramount
Plus. I don't
either.
That's what I don't have it either.
Who has that? Who has
Who's
that?
Who's paying for Paramount Plus?
It came a little too late, right?
Yeah,
I've got some other ones.
Paramount sent me to college and financed my entire childhood, but I don't have Paramount Plus.
Ah, right.
I got you.
What?
You got
a lot.
Anyway, if you have Paramount Plus, please watch Review because Andy stars in it, and the basic premise is he's this character who reviews real life experiences like doing cocaine and it's really, really funny and dark.
It's also, we put out a DVD, a full series DVD, which you can get on Amazon.
Christmas is coming up.
There's some extras on there.
Okay, I might just go that way then. Thank you. Anyway, we are here not to discuss the past, but the farther past.
Yeah.
That made no sense.
I was like, how is this going to work out?
Let us move out of the past and into the deeper past.
I was going into something about we are not here to praise Caesar, not to bury Caesar, but to praise Marcus. Anyway,
yes.
Andy.
Hi.
Tell us your story.
I have a story.
We love stories.
About a blizzard survival scenario. Now, there are parts of the story that are a little fuzzy for me, but I'll explain when I get there. So it's 1993.
Okay.
I'm a senior at Ithaca College.
All right.
Upstate New York. Spring break is coming. Okay. And I have decided after college I'm going to move to Chicago to do Second City and the Improv Olympic and all that stuff. So I decided that for spring break I'm going to go to Chicago. I'm not going to go to Cancun or Daytona Beach or anything like that. I'm going to go to Chicago and just see a bunch of improv.
Yes.
And also,
this
girl that I dated in the fall semester was now living with her parents in a suburb of Chicago, so I thought I'm going to visit her there.
Yeah.
We'll see. She might be open to having
rekindle.
Sex.
Rekindle.
Yes.
Yeah, she might be open to having
sex. It's not out of the question, you know.
This all sounds so better than Daytona Beach.
Doesn't it?
Yes,
yes,
actually.
Exactly.
Actually, yeah.
And I mentioned it to a friend who said, oh, my brother lives in Chicago. If you're going, I'll go too. I'll join you up there.
Okay.
And so the plan was we were going to drive my car from Ithaca to Syracuse. And I had a Chevrolet Celebrity station wagon that my father had dinged up on every pole and fire hydrant in northern New Jersey. But so it's a shitty car.
And was your dad blind?
No, just a terrible
just
driver.
Just a terrible driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
This car, his boss told him he needed a better car. Just in the parking lot of this corporate office. Like, his boss was like, you shouldn't be driving that car to work. like people here are not going to respect you. So I ended up with it. But anyway, the plan was to drive from Ithaca to Syracuse and then take the train from Syracuse to Chicago.
Okay.
That was the idea. And so we did that. And he and I parted company. Well, before I get to that, on the day that we departed, he gets into the car and he's so excited because the night before he hooked up with this woman who we both knew in the theater program. Let me give her a pseudonym. I'll call her Marissa.
Marissa, okay.
And she was beautiful, charming, and she dated her a lot. We're seniors now. Over the 4 years, she had a lot of short relationships with
a loose woman. Danielle.
She was in a lot of relationships.
Okay.
Some of them very short. But he
some of them lasted 24 hours.
Perhaps. But he had spent a night with her and he was so excited and he really felt like this is big.
Yeah.
This is huge. And I was a little more, cynical about it.
Okay, sure.
I was kind of like, good for you. But he was so excited. But anyway, so we drive all the way to Syracuse. He's talking about her the whole time on the train, which is like a 12-hour ride. He's talking about her all the time. Let's call him Steve. And when we get to Chicago, we part company.
Okay.
I have a wonderful week seeing amazing improvisation. Yes, having sex with my ex-girlfriend in her parents' house. Yes.
Were they at home?
They were at home.
Okay, good.
And the family dog had just unexpectedly died right before I got there. So it was a little awkward.
So it was like
comfort sex.
It was morning sex?
It was, maybe it was that. Oh.
Were there tears?
From you? Know what? No, her father. That's what made it a weird week. Her dad would suddenly burst into tears. It was really a strange week.
Like, oh my God. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to go bang your daughter.
If there's anything I can do for you, I'm open. Yes. It's spring break. Let's go wild.
Right. So that was going on, but it was a great week. Now, here's where things get a little fuzzy because it's 1993. Okay. So there was no email or smartphones or cell phones or beepers even. So I came to learn toward the end of spring break that an incredible blizzard was going to be hitting upstate New York. I don't know how I knew this.
Okay. And local news, maybe.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I was in Chicago. But I also knew that Ithaca College had canceled classes already, even before one snowflake fell, based on what they were seeing. Okay. They were like, the first 2 days after spring break, there are definitely not going to be any classes, and then we'll see.
Now, having lived my entire life almost in Los Angeles, I don't know. Is it normal for that time of year for there to be a blizzard?
It's not unprecedented.
Okay.
But it was a little unusual for mid-March to get like a major crazy blizzard. And they're so used to snow up there that for this to be like, oh, shit, it was a big one. So,
yeah.
And I think there was already talk of roads being closed at that point. Now, also, I somehow got in touch with Steve, and he and I had talked about, maybe it didn't happen until we met up as prearranged at the train station, but regardless, I was like, no reason to leave Chicago, right? Let's stay for a few extra days. And he was in a very agitated state because evidently over the course of the week, he had been in touch with Marissa. She stayed in Ithaca the whole week. And was talking about some other guys.
Oops. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I mean, that's the, you know, I always say there was one time this guy came over to my apartment and I had had a crush on him in high school. This was after high school. And I was in a sketch show at the time. So I was like literally rolling a wig like in curlers as we were sitting there. And I'm like, if this isn't, you know, a sign that I don't want anything from this guy, like, I don't know what else is. But to talk about other men on the phone, that's pretty crystal clear.
Yeah. Yes,
so he was getting antsy.
Yeah. He's like, it was a mistake to come to Chicago. If I don't get home immediately, I am hours away from losing her to someone. Other guy.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't realize that ship had sailed.
He was hours away, but the hours had already occurred. Right.
So to him, it was not negotiable. We have to get back to Ithaca as soon as possible, immediately.
And you had to go together because your car was
because my car was in Syracuse. So I just said, look, I'm very happy to stay here in Chicago, but I will go with you under this arrangement that, like, if the car has to be dug out from the snow, that's you, not me. And if any expense gets incurred along the way, that's you. Like, if we end up having to stay in a hotel somewhere, it's and he's like, yes. And he's agreeing to anything to get us closer.
He's like, she just needs to see this face.
Yes, I just got to get back in there. So,
oh my God.
So we did. We took the train, and trains can make it through terrible snow. But sure enough, when we arrive in Syracuse, it's just like the roads are closed. It is unlawful to take to the roads.
Yeah. Wow.
And the car is under 3 or 4 feet of snow.
Wait, the whole thing?
Yeah. All the cars in the parking lot. The parking lot is just snow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And you're like, get scraping.
Get to work.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, let's get a hotel in Syracuse. And he was like, no. He was just single-minded, focused. And I literally just stood there in the cold of the parking lot and watched him dig my car out in the snow. I just stood there. I was just like, at some point, I was like, I guess I should help. I mean, I'm not preventing this. But I did just feel like, forget it. You said it. We're doing it.
That's so funny.
And then he was like, I'll drive.
But the roads are closed.
The roads are closed. You can't see anything. But it was physically possible to drive.
Okay.
I guess not zero cars were on, but it was the roads were closed. But so we're going, and the roads are empty, and we're swerving this way and that. And then it finally culminated in a complete wipeout. It was very memorable that just like things are bad. I'm sitting there in the passenger seat going, this is crazy. We should not be doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
This is terrible. And then suddenly we're just in a wall of white and the car just, it with a minimal kind of impact, stopped. It was just like we ran into just a wall of snow.
Oh, did you spin out? Is that why you were in a wall of snow?
No, we went off the road.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Were you on a freeway or just
a
regular road?
Yeah, like probably a New York State thruway. And we went off the road into just a snowbank. And that's it.
Wow.
We're stuck there. So then he says, I'm going to get a tow truck. And I was like, okay.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
And how? How do you do that without a cell phone?
Right, exactly. I think he... Well, he got out of the car and he started walking and he disappeared within like 10 feet. And I'm just sitting there in this, this car going, well, wait a minute. Now what? Yeah. I have put all responsibility on him except now.
You're going to be frozen to death.
You're going to get hypothermia.
It's going to be an Andy popsicle along the sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah. But then somehow I guess he found a payphone. I guess, or an emergency call. Box,
oh, yeah, like they have those boxes, right?
Yeah.
On the freeway.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he comes back, and a tow truck comes, and these guys were the nastiest, meanest. Like, they were so mean to us.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
And I'm taking it as much as he is, too. And there's no time to explain. Look, I wanted to stay in Chicago.
Don't be mean to me, because I didn't even want to do this. That he's dating this woman, but he really isn't. He just slept with her once, and he feels like,
he thinks he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
Exactly. So somehow they managed to
tow us. But they're mad at you because it was so stupid to drive. Is that what you're saying?
It was
okay.
so stupid to drive. I do remember they brought us back to some, like, pub. You know how, like... in an emergency, people gather in a big municipal space.
Uh-huh.
So they brought us to a place like that where people were like huddled around heaters and all that stuff.
Oh, my God. Now you're like getting donated.
Yes. Like, you're in a survival situation. You're in like a gym.
Yeah.
Cots.
But Steve is still like, well, we're going. We're still going.
Oh,
yes.
Now I want you to hit him.
I know. And I remember the one very clear memory I have was at some point like, the car had been towed. We're in this center. And I looked at one of the tow truck guys and I was like, okay, so is that it? Are we all set? And he goes, oh, we're not all set. And it was like, you know, triple whatever their usual towing rate is. But it was all on Steve. I didn't pay a penny. And then, we did get back in that fucking car. And we eventually made it back to Ithaca somehow.
Wait, how long did you stay at the auditorium or whatever it was before you got back into the car?
We were definitely there until night, so we were there for some hours.
Okay, and then you're like, let's do it again.
Yeah, we're going, and I was just like, if this happens again, like,
this relationship is built on nothing.
Yeah, so we did make it back. I had 2 days in my freezing rental apartment with no classes.
Oh, no.
You're like, I could have been in Chicago.
Yes.
Watching good improv right now.
Maybe having sex with a morning ex-girlfriend.
Yes, but now here's the crazy part. They are both my Facebook friends now. They've been married.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes. They've been married for like 20 years.
Wait
they
a second.
Kids. Yes.
Wait. So now, wait a second.
He was right?
He was right. Now, they were not together from that day to this.
She was like, I still have some oats to sow, buddy.
There was some time drifting apart and coming together. But as of now, they've been married for like 20 years. And so, you know.
Oh, God. Were you at their wedding?
No, I didn't. I didn't know them at that point. I reconnected with them on Facebook.
That
I was like, wait a minute. You guys are married. That's me. I did that by passively saying, okay, well, if you want.
It's hysterical because it's like, wow, that's really what a male's libido does is like you drive all through the snow.
Yes.
But then it really was love.
It was.
He knew.
It was also, I sort of had the feeling it was a little bit of a big romantic gesture. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Like I beat my way through an epic blizzard to get to you.
Right.
Type of thing.
Who's going to do that for you, baby?
Yeah.
I cannot believe they're married.
I know.
So you have to tell them to listen to this.
Yes. Well, I have reached out to them and... I'm not sure because
they want nothing to do with it.
It seems that way. It does seem that way. Like I I think I did message them on Facebook, like, oh my God, you guys are together because I remember blah, 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 blah. And then I got no response, which I thought was weird. And then I wrote back, I was like, just making sure you saw this. You know, like, and I got this curt response, like, yes, we saw it. You know, so then maybe there's more to the story.
Their,
like, maybe
their perspective of the story is very different.
Is you are trying to keep them apart with your cheapness because you made him pay for everything. You made him shovel the snow.
Yeah, yes. I would like to hear their side.
I went to Chicago with this totally abusive guy once.
Oh my God, that is so. And he did not want me to get together with you. He was all against
it. The love of my life. He stood there and watched me dig the car out from the snow.
Didn't lift a finger. I almost lost my fingers to frostbite.
Didn't pay a penny to have his car towed out of a snowbank.
I had no choice.
That is,
we would have died out there if it wasn't for me.
Either that, or when he got there, he literally found her in bed with somebody else. And so the whole thing is awkward for them to discuss. They don't want to revisit it. You know what I mean?
That's another good perspective.
That
let's like call them right now.
Oh my God.
It's not a happy chapter in their story, it seems.
That's so funny that you checked back, because I've done that thing where you just.
Just making sure.
You text someone and they don't text you, and then you just text like a period. Have you ever done that?
No, I've
just
never
so they
done
see
that.
It again.
just bumping this.
It works.
You. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Or it doesn't work and they don't get back to you. But then you know, the first one, maybe they missed the first one, but they didn't miss that period.
I would say I don't mind being on the receiving end of that when I'm on the other, you know what I mean? Because I do forget.
You forget to return.
I forget to return things. And stuff. I don't mind when people, this is new language from my agents and stuff. It's just like, kindly checking in on this again.
Oh, how about gentle reminder?
Yes, gentle reminder.
That started with Oliver's grade school, and I am done with it.
I hate it.
I don't like that expression at all. Gentle reminder.
Gentle reminder.
Why does it sound so aggressive then?
Mm-hmm.
Gentle reminder. Ugh.
Yeah, but.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I need them.
That story. And then did you get back together with the grieving ex-girlfriend?
No, actually, this is also a funny part of it that I left out. That we started dating in the summer before my senior year.
Okay.
And she was like, she kept saying, like, this is not a serious relationship. You know, like, this is not going anywhere. This is just and I was kind of like, I guess.
If you say so.
I'm not even thinking about the question of whether this is a fling or I'm not even. And she kept breaking up with me or I don't know, but I just kept persuading her not to break up with me.
Oh no, that's never a good idea.
I know. And then so toward the end of the fall semester, I get a phone call from her from Ohio that she's halfway to Chicago already, having packed her car up the night before.
Oh.
And she's calling me to say that she has left, not that she's...
You're kidding.
No.
Because she was afraid you'd try to talk her out of it.
Yes, yes.
So you were a couple then, and she just left?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. It's such an interesting way to break up with someone. Literally.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, drive halfway back home to Chicago and then call me from the road and say.
But it kind of sounds like she had to.
I know. I wasn't letting her break
you
up.
You wouldn't stop.
I wasn't giving her anything. I wasn't saying, no, this is a serious relationship. I mean this. I want this. This means a lot to me. And I wasn't saying, yeah, we should.
You were just
up.
Like, I like company.
Yeah, exactly.
This works for me for now.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much. So she did. She just had to let me know. Oh, I left.
Bye.
10 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming back.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That is pretty crazy.
But she was okay to see you when you came back that
Yes, I did not know
break.
What to expect, but it was a great
oh
week.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. Andy, I can't thank you enough for coming and sharing that story with us. It's so funny. Oh, my God. I can't believe they're together. I just
know.
Can't believe
that
it.
That was not
it's nuts, right?
Because
I was not
men,
expecting that.
Men do not use this as a path in which you should follow because it shouldn't have worked. I like the romantic gesture of it, but it just seems kind of incredibly needy.
Mm.
But who isn't needy at that age, honestly?
Right.
In love.
22?
Oh, yeah. 100%. So, you know what? Do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, do whatever you need to do.
Just stalk, don't stalk. Just whatever works.
Right, exactly.
I wonder if those phone calls that he was getting from her were... Like, I don't know. If you don't get back, you're lonely.
Talking about other guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So it wasn't curling, putting a wig in curls. It was
like, Barry's on his way over.
Yeah.
All these guys stayed in Ithaca for a spring break, and it's been kind of fun.
My vagina's cold, and I need to warm it up.
Barry said he's good at warming up vaginas, so...
You're asking me to not have sex for an entire week? That's kind of a big ask.
Yeah.
That's kind of clingy. All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
It was
what fun.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And we will be right back with What Did We Learn Today?
Mm.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Danielle.
Yes.
Are you ready to learn what we learned today?
Beyond ready.
The children are the future of Hollywood.
Yes, ours specifically.
Niels and Benjamin. Claudia O'Doherty is the actress from Our Flag Means Death and Killing It.
Great.
Beware Tornadic Weather and the German death metal band. Hail can fall as fast as Major League fastballs.
That is crazy.
Oh, hail no. Coming out this summer.
Sounds good. I'm there.
A sunroof is a panel made of glass or metal that's installed on the roof of a car, truck, or SUV, which slides open or pops up to allow light and air into the cabin. A moonroof is typically a clear or tinted glass panel that slides between the roof and the headliner and can sometimes be open to allow in fresh air.
What? I don't understand the difference. What's a headliner?
Really sounds like it's the same.
It does.
It sounded like you're a crazy person.
It does.
What?
Doesn't it sound like I just described the same exact thing?
Except I don't know what a headliner is.
They make the most money. So
one
it's something that slides
opens.
In between Kevin Hart's skull and hair. I don't know.
Okay, that was maddening. Okay.
Protect your head. Oh, backpack full of rocks. Yet again.
Oh, on top. You need to ward off the hail.
It never stops being useful, the backpack full of rocks. Potential hail is yet another reason not to wear flip-flops.
Yes.
And there are... Enough reasons already. Keep those toes hidden. Hail is very successful at destructing and killing.
Yes.
Brad.
Is that a word?
Destructing?
It sounded funny to me, so I used it.
Okay.
Okay.
Destroying.
Brad Kavanaugh was the man lost at sea in the story from our episode.
I knew. You know what? You and your husband with his well actually's.
You know what I'm going to do from now on? What? Sven actually.
Exactly. I knew we would have said something if it were Brett Kavanaugh.
And finally, according to Danielle, no beards allowed.
I'm sorry. I sometimes think they look nice. I just wouldn't want to kiss any man with a beard.
What if it's, Oscar Isaac with a beard?
Okay.
All right.
Exception. Exception granted.
I found an exception.
Exception granted.
Guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your letters. We love to get them on our website at Pod How to Survive.
Yeah, we just read a bunch, but I'm sure we'll have another time in the future where we'll read some more.
Give me another stack, people.
That's right.
And as always,
remain calm.